Welcome back into the student section here on 90.7 The Capstone. A little Bonnie Tyler, right? Bonnie Tyler.
Everyone listening to the last segment was there. I have one more chance to play some good music, and they're like, nope, off.
Come on, this song's an 80s hit, and it's the weirdest music video I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's nuts. I took a Snapchat video, sent it to my father, because this is one of his favorite songs, and he was like, dude, the 80s, man. That's not all you can really describe it as. Like these big white glowing eyes. Totally 80s. But anyway, it's WTF on WVUA, the weirdest news in sports. Wrap up the final segment. Christian didn't really feel like hosting it, so I went ahead and...
Well, you had some big news to talk about.
Well, I do have some big news, actually. You know? The big news is, if you missed part of our show or just want to listen again because we are so awesome here, you can go to audioboom.com/WVUAFM, and segment by segment we will be podcasting our show, including this show right here. So if you want to hear the weird sports, you want to tell your buddies about the weird stuff you heard on the student section on Tuesday, go ahead and tune into audioboom.com/WVUAFM. And again, you can catch all of our podcasted segments here. So, guys, what's going on that's weird in the sports world? Anything? We got anything?
Well, this isn't necessarily in the sports world. It's out of my favorite sport, the sport of eating. That's where this comes out of. It's Roan County, Tennessee. A man went into a Pizza Hut, seemingly just to enjoy some wonderful pizza, and he got the salad. And apparently, because of excessively hard croutons, the man broke two molars and has since sued the Pizza Hut company and was awarded $2,400 today.
Wow.
For excessively hard croutons.
Aren't croutons supposed to be crunchy?
Aren't the harder the better, like, with the croutons are concerned?
I mean...
That's the point of croutons.
Right.
The hardest I'll go is, like, the rye chips that are in the Gardettos.
Yeah.
Those are pretty hard.
Yeah.
Man, that must be a crunchy crouton.
$2,400, and we're over here just trying to get a tank of gas.
Right. Working hard. Eric, what do you got?
I have a story here. An elementary schooler, and I completely agree with this elementary schooler, is hating on Cam Newton.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide, little buddy.
He's a Panthers fan, and he writes this whole article about how the Panthers aren't winning because they need a better quarterback.
Yeah, so, wasn't this in like an elementary school? It was like a newspaper or something, or like a newsletter. Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
He says they need a better quarterback.
Yeah, it was in the elementary school column. So, thank you there, little elementary Nate.
That's the guy right there, man. Yeah, I like this. Nate. What's his last name?
It doesn't say. Just Nate.
One of his lines is like, there's some people that are Panthers fans, and there's some people that are not Panthers fans. Nailed it.
that's very true, Cotton. Well, Roll Tide, little fella, Nate. And is he in North Carolina?
Yep.
So, okay. Right on. Well, he is right there in the heart of it. So.
Yeah.
My story isn't quite as unique as the stories you guys just brought to us, but it's about Chris Bryant, the major leaguer that's been demoted to the minors, and it's just kind of a wacky story.
Yeah.
Because generally, okay, a guy sent to the minors, whatever, but now the MLBPA is threatening litigation over the Chris Bryant demotion, and I'm so confused with this story that I can't even really.
It's like the players union thinks he's too good to
play in the minors,
right?
Yeah. And he only hit like 450 with like 10 home runs and spring training or something like that.
But that's
send him down.
That's that's Joe Madden's call. If he wants to send the guy down,
yeah,
he can send the guy down. If Theo Epstein wants to send the guy down.
Union never been like, no, he's too good to. No, that's not how that works.
Exactly. That's why this story is so WTF. The players union saying, no, this guy's too good. You got to play MLB.
Who decides that? I mean, unless there's something we haven't seen, maybe he's got some in the clubhouse issues. You know, it says you need to work it out in AAA or something. You know what?
Maybe
he batted 425 with 9 home runs and 15 RBIs and 40 at bats this spring. So
I'm not complaining.
Something's making me think he won't be down there long.
No, I guarantee he'll be up and playing in the bigs, playing under the lights in the show.
He'll be in Chicago faster than they can finish that new bleacher thing out in left field, because they said 5 years on that thing.
Well, they said now it should be ready. They said now they should be ready by opening day. I was reading that story. Eric, I know you've been playing lots of MLB The Show.
I have.
You've been playing with Chris Bryant?
He's not in the game, actually.
Really?
Not in the game yet. That's the one complaint I have about MLB The Show. They don't really have the prospects that aren't in the majors yet, but once they get there, they create them. You get the roster update. You
online.
Get the new guys, but he's not on the game yet. So I tried to go trade for him when I started my franchise mode, and he wasn't in there yet. So
what's your approach to the show? Are you a franchise mode guy, or are you the guy that plays? For me, I played an MLB season. I played the whole season. You know, no simulated games. But I've also done it where, you know, you start in single A, double A, triple A, and you get those rewards. What approach do you take to this?
So for franchise mode, I probably play about 40 games a year, and then I send the rest. I'm a big guy. If I like to build my team, so I don't really like to play all the games because I want to get to the off season. I want to get acquisitions. I want to get draft picks. So I'm a big building the team guy in franchise mode. But I also love their road to the show mode where you create your own guy, go through the minors, and rake in the majors. So
I'm definitely a building the franchise guy in Madden in the show too. I like making those trades and whatnot. So anyway, that's about going to wrap it up for us here. At 90.7 The Capstone. Again, if you want to listen to any of our segments, specifically this final segment here, you can go to audioboom.com/WVUA FM, and you will be able to get all of our segment-by-segments podcasted online. We're going to hand it over now to Brain Matters. They're going to talk a little bit to you about the hookup culture that surrounds today's youth. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you guys next Tuesday.